Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah, I actually have my regional director, Emmanuel, who would be happy to assist you with your questions.
Okay.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good. Am I speaking with Chris?
Yes.
All right, Chris, I know you were talking to Nate just now. Do you have any questions about the program, other than the price, of course?
I mean, no, he didn't really go into any details. He just said that he can get me on, that he could get me there where it'll show up in a search. And, I mean, that's definitely what I want. I have expanded, like, I've expanded my business. It's no longer just, I don't just do, like, remodeling, construction type stuff. I kind of went back to what I started doing when I started doing my own thing, and that's I got a truck and some dumpsters, and I've been renting out dumpsters and also doing like house clean outs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Basically like two men in a dumpster basically is what like what it amounts to for the house clean outs. I would definitely want to show up both ways. I've kind of been calling the dumpsters something other than the Coder Home Services. It's still Coder Home Services, but I've been going under the, like, CHS Dumpster Rental.
Okay.
It's still all ran through Coder Home Services, but it is just a way for me to distinguish the two from each other when it comes to keeping track of paperwork and bills and, so I would definitely want to show up both ways. Like if somebody was looking for dumpsters or clean outs, I'd want to show up. I want to show up as a contractor too. Another thing that I'm needing, I need a website and I need the ability for the website to, show availability and book appointments, like mm-hmm. for dumpster drop-offs and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because that has been my biggest headache in doing this is the scheduling part. It's hard for me. I don't know if I'm just not doing things right, but the hardest thing for me with the dumpsters is the scheduling. So I would have to find some sort of software or a website that was programmed to keep track of where the dumpsters are, where they need to be, when they're available. That sort of thing. So I'm looking for more than just the presence on Google. I also need, you know, a website to back it up.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. That sounds good. I actually, you know, it's funny because that's kind of one of my questions. You know, I just, you know, kind of just like to understand your business needs and, you know, where you're going and, you know, what's going to be some of your short-term or long-term goals. And, you know, again, you have multiple streams coming in. So you're doing the dumpsters, you're doing the construction. So yeah, I thank you for sharing that with me. So definitely, good stuff, you know. And so I know that dumpster stuff is really going good because, man, my wife and I, we do rehabs and, we have some rentals here in Atlanta. And, man, just to try to get a dumpster sometimes, it could be like a 5 to 7 day wait because there's so much construction and rehabs going on. And, again, the price even went up close to about $200 from what we used to pay waste management. We would use waste management and sometimes Republic. But usually waste management gives us a better deal and they let us keep, you know, the dumpster as long as we need at the, you know, construction site. But, yeah, that's some good business that you got going on.
I'm trying to come up with as many, I'm trying to work it to the point where I don't have to spend so much time actually working and more time growing, and expanding things. Cause eventually I would like to not have to go out in the field and swing a hammer every day. I mean, I'm still on the job, 60% of the time. So, yeah, I'm trying to get to the point where I can cut that back a little bit, spend a little bit more time with the family and growing the business so that it becomes more hands-off.
Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, you're going from, you know, because you have three levels, right? You have, you know, your technician, you have your manager, you know, position, and then you have your entrepreneur where, you know, technician, you're still out there in the field doing everything, you know, still got your, you know, hands in the nitty gritty, and then manager, you're kind of stepping away. And so if, you know, if you need it, they can find you, but you're not there in the office every day. And then boom, when you get to entrepreneur, you know, that's where you can fully step away and like, okay, I got a team. I got the people in, you know, in place for me. And I could just, you know, spend as much time as you want with your family, right? So I understand where you're trying to get to. I definitely understand. So I'm just following up with our onboarding team. I just sent them an instant message real quick because that was actually a new one. Like, I haven't had anyone actually inquire about putting a scheduler on the website. And so he just came back. And he told me, this is the manager of the onboarding team that can handle everything. But they were like, yes, they can actually put a scheduler on your website for you, for people to actually, you know, book and see availability for your dumpsters. So, got that answer here because I was not sure. But again, you know, if we're not sure, we ask, right? So I'm not, you know, going to be like, oh yeah, we could do it when I, you know, and then we get down the rabbit hole and you can't do it. But yes, he just told me that they can do it and build that into your website. So no worries. So yeah, so what we have going on here is, you know, again, you were talking with Nate a little bit about it, but like you say, he didn't really get into a lot of detail. But what we do is, again, we get you on Google, you know, so people can find you per, you know, keywords and phrases. So again, like you wanted to do CHS dumpster rental. So we can put together a dumpster rental and put it, you know, for, you know, trash out, debris removal or just, you know, dumpster rental or whatever other keywords and phrases you want to do. And so we can put that together for you on, you know, and did you actually set up a separate LLC for that? Or like you said, or is it still going through, Coder Home Services and you just kind of have it running still there?
No, it's all under the same LLC. It's all under the Coder Home Services LLC. The reason I've kind of, because, and if I need to down the road, I could separate things probably, but right now, it was kind of a spur of the moment decision. I came, I did some work for a guy who actually, he's a, somebody important with Texas Pride Trailers, and I did some work for him here in town on another some properties that he owns. And I told him that I was kind of interested in getting back into that, and he owns the Texas Pride, but he also does like financing and stuff like that. So he ended up getting me hooked up with a pretty good deal, and so it's kind of a spur of the moment thing that was like, this is too good to pass up, so let's take the risk. So yeah, I did it kind of quick. I bought the stuff, and I've just been running it through Coder Home Services. But when I advertise like on Facebook and stuff, I've been trying to go as, the CHS dumpsters. And here's where I think I'm going to have an issue with the website is that I would like to have a website for both businesses. All I have is a Facebook page for the Coder Home Services, but when I don't know how I would have one website for both unless there's some way to do that. Like, I want people to be able to look up Coder Home Services and the dumpster rental because it's going to show up differently depending on what people are searching for, but.
Exactly.
If you understand what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I do. I do. So, what I would, you know, probably suggest is we could do separate accounts. So we could potentially do a Coder Home Services where that one will show up in, you know, for your home services that you do for, you know, your construction, your rehab, and siding doors, whatever. We can do a website for that one. And we could do your, you know, find your keywords and phrases there. And that one is separate. And then what we could potentially do is just do another account. So it could actually be two accounts, you know, for your business, but we separate them even though it is still under one, you know, LLC. And so we could build a website for you for Coder Home Services. And then we could build one for the CHS dumpster rental. And so that way, it you know, it's not all encompassed within one. And so, you know, if we add a tab to, you know, Decoder Home Services for dumpsters, and people are like, oh, okay, they do dumpsters too, but they're coming for, you know, for rehab services or, you know, remodeling services. So yeah, that, right. I mean, that's an option that we can actually do and still, you know, keep things separated, you know? So,
the Decoder Home Services page wouldn't need to be anything too fancy anyways, just something to get to from Google that, you know, I'd have a few spots in there, maybe some like background information on the company, you know, like, and, you know, some photos of stuff I did and stuff like that, but mainly it would just be a link for them to go to, and then maybe, you know, someplace where they can hit a link and send me an email to request, you know, a call for scheduling an appointment, or, you know, something that they can, you know, click on something and send a text to my phone, you know, requesting an appointment. But that there, I don't need to set appointments. It's actually harder for me to keep track of the appointment. I'm right now with that, the hands-on approach is best for me, because it's hard for me to keep up on the so many people set appointments, and I'm in the field. So, like, if they want an appointment at 10 o'clock in the morning, that's not going to work. And I got to be able to talk to people to explain to them, hey, I'm on the job every day.
Exactly.
I'm available in the evenings for estimates. I'm available on weekends. You know, that there I need to be a little bit more hands-on with. With the dumpsters, that's pretty automatic. I have a guy who drives them. I just have to send him where to go. So it's not something I have to be physically involved in every day.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let me get this information out of here. All right. Okay. All right. So we could do all that. We could get you situated. I'm going back and forth. I'm like, okay, let me put these numbers in here. Let me see if this looks a little bit better for you. So trying to just get you just a total package together, you know, for both of your service needs. And so what we would do as well, excuse me, Chris, we would get you listed on over 65 directories as well. So we would get you on White Pages, Yelp, Kudzu, Chamber of Commerce. We're going to get you on over 65 directories with your services, and we're going to make sure that, you know, people can even find your services on all those directories. So that's going to give you, you know, even more online visibility and presence to potential, you know, leads and customers. We're going to give you a custom dashboard, and so you actually need two dashboards, because they couldn't actually put them both in one, but we will make a custom dashboard for each business. This will allow you to track your leads, see where, you know, majority of your business is coming from. If you need to shift, you know, if you want to shift a marketing budget, or, you know, potential Facebook ad, and you want to target a certain county or, you know, zip code or city or whatever, we can do that as well. And again, we'll put the keyword phrases in for you. So if it's certain things that you want, and you can actually have access to this in invisibility, because you can add keywords. So if it's certain things, you know, or, you know, certain skill sets, or maybe you pick up another subcontractor, or, you know, the guy works for you and maybe he does, you know, concrete work, or, you know, whatever. You can always add that to the, you know, to your website and to the keyword. So if someone's searching for that, they can find you with it. And we also give you a local splash. Like, we have a call app, and it's like a Google number. It goes through Google. But this way you'll be able to record your calls and also track the analytics just to see where those calls are coming from. So like you said, if you're busy, you know, and you don't have really time to, you know, take that call or whatever, or if you're, you know, a potential lead, you can record the call, get the customer's information, go back in later on when you get, you know, some free time, boom, call your customer back, finish up your, you know, your estimate, or, you know, getting whatever information. So we throw all that in. We still throw the websites in as well, so that's included. And just, you know, a disclaimer about the websites. Let's say if you ever stop, you know, you ever want to stop doing business with Local Splash, you would be able to purchase your domain and your website, and that's just $99 each. And we can still host it for you for $49 a month, or you can take it to, like, you know, if you want to decide to take it to Wix or GoDaddy or one of those other, you know, domain hosters, then you can just move it to them simply. So we don't do any contracts. All we ask is just give us the first 2 months, 60 days, but usually our setup time is 30 to 45 days to set up everything and get you moved on Google, get, you know, get your ads running, and also, you know, finish up your website. And, you know, your website usually might take a little bit more time because they could, you know, our setup and onboarding team, they might have additional questions or send you some, you know, drafts to see how you like the design or if you want to change some things. So you'll have the opportunity to do all that with our onboarding team.
Okay.
So, yeah, so great opportunity. Today, you know, again, you know, we're trying to go ahead and get you closed up and, you know, get this rolling. I just got off of lunch and I just have the burps here. But yeah, so we tried to just get everything rolling for you. And what I can do is, you know, basically you will be paying, and I can waive the setup fee. Usually we have a $99 setup and programming fee. But since you are doing, you know, since you want to do two actual accounts, I can waive that $99 setup fee, and the package would be $249 each. That's month to month. And that again covers, you know, getting you on Google, and we can get your, you know, your radius pushed out to up to 50 miles. Or if it's certain, you know, certain areas that you want to target again, like certain cities, counties, zip codes, we can target that for you. We can get your Facebook ads running for you. And if you have maybe an Instagram, you know, attached or whatever for your businesses, you know, we can also, you know, run those ads and have them, you know, correlate over to your Instagram also. So that's going to give you $100 per month, per account to run your Facebook ads. And usually Facebook is cheaper than Google ads. Google ads on average run you about $10 a click. But Facebook ads run you about 50 cents. So you have a better, you know, better cost, structure for Facebook ads, running into Google ads. But again, you know, it's preference. You know, some people just want to do Google ads. Some people just like, okay, I'll do the Facebook ads because they get a lot of business going, you know, going forward right now with, you know, with Facebook. And who doesn't search on Facebook or Google, right? So that's
what if they're searching on Google, they'll get on Facebook later and there'll be an ad for whatever the hell they were looking at.
Exactly, right? Because it's like our phones listen to us, or it's going to record what you're searching for, and then boom, it's going to pop up. You're going to see an ad, right? So yeah, but that's everything that we can do for you and get everything situated, you know, and we can set up the call, you know, we like to set up the onboarding call within 1 to 3 business days, you know, after getting everything set up for you. And our onboarding team, usually it takes them about an hour, or they ask to set aside an hour, but usually it's about 30 to 45 minutes. But in your case, you might need the full hour since you're going to have, you know, two separate, you know, listings, and, you know, they would just want to make sure that they get everything right. So that's what we can do for you. And again, it's no contract. You know, again, we just ask for the 2 month, at least give us 2 months, you know, to make sure that everything is flowing well, everything is situated, we have everything streamlined, and, you know, it's on full go. But usually your Facebook ads will run in about 7 to 14 days. And then, your website is usually between that 30 to 40 day mark. But, you know, I've really seen my customers really get it between, you know, that first 2.5 weeks or whatever. So, you know.
Yeah, and the priority for me would be the dumpster part of it, because I already stay busy with the Coder Home Services. I mean, I always take on work. I always want to expand, but yeah, that would be the main priority. 90% of my work on for the Coder Home Services, I've made a couple of really good relationships over the past couple of years, and about 90% of my work comes from the same investors and house flippers that I've been looking for 2 years. So that stays pretty steady. But the dumpster is what I really need help with. I need to get that out there, and I need to, the scheduling thing, that's a big deal.
Okay. Cool. All right. No worries. So you want to, you know, you want to start on just, you know, going forward, let's go ahead and get this profile set up and I can, you know, we can focus on the dumpster right now. And then if you want to go back, then we can, you know, deal with the Coder Home Services in a little bit. Or if you want to say, hey, Manny, let's, you know, talk about this in about, you know, a couple of days or maybe a week, we can always circle back to it. If it's not, you know, as pressing for you right now, we can, you know, definitely focus on getting your dumpster rental.
Yeah, I would like to concentrate on the dumpster thing because I really want to get that. I think it's going to help get it rolling better. I mean, they're renting out, but they're sitting around some too. So it's okay. Anything to help them move. So, yeah, I would like to mainly concentrate on that at the moment, just because I do have so much going on. It's just going to be easier for me to do this one at a time, I think.
Okay. No worries at all. And then what I'll do is, you know, again, you know, we try to fill these positions, but I'll put your position on hold for at least 2 weeks, you know, for your, you know, Coder Home Services to make sure that we don't fill that position because, again, you know, we have to go by Google guidelines, and if we fill a position in a certain, you know, industry, we have to actually back out of there because they don't want us, you know, selling ad services exactly to, you know, competing businesses. So what I'll do is I'll put that on a 2-week hold so no one can touch it in the area, and we can, you know, focus on the dumpster rental right now. Sounds good?
Okay. And then a lot of the other companies, like some of the other places were talking about ways to generate, like, reviews and stuff. So that, like, because the more reviews, the better the reviews and stuff, the higher on the list you are.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is about reviews, you know, we try to, you know, I had a customer that, you know, he added a review link on his website, you know, whenever he had a customer come in or whatever and, you know, or book his services, and he had a pest control company, you know, and he told them, hey, okay, on your, you know, if you do this, you know, review for me, boom, I'll send you you know, or he would give them a $10 or 10% off, you know, coupon for the next, you know, service or whatever that they need, you know. So it's ways to try to kind of finagle customers into it. If you, you know, maybe you give them a discount or you say, hey, can you, you know, please leave me a review after, you know, after we pick the dumpster up or whatever. So it's just probably some strategy, and then we can, you know, definitely kind of think about it and talk about it with our onboarding team. So I can, you know, put that in the link, you know, in the notes that, you know, you want to add some, you know, some type of review option on the website and, you know, try to push traffic there to the customer, because really that is part of it too, but it still doesn't actually affect us, you know, getting you moved up on the first page of Google. Now, and again, it makes you higher, you know, the more reviews, because especially if you have a company that has 3,000 reviews and then you only have 100 or 50, you're going to be a little lower than that particular company, of course, right? But you're still going to be on the first page again, you know. So as, you know, as businesses, you know, as business picks up with these particular leads come in, again, we can kind of, you know, brainstorm and try to think of creative ways to, you know, try to get customers to leave, you know, reviews. And like I said, you know, a lot of customers, they might give them a card with their receipt, like, hey, if you do this review, you will get 10% off on your next service or something like that, you know. So you probably just have to kind of, you know, finagle it and entice customers to, you know, get those reviews in there. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So use the mouthpiece a little bit and tell people.
Exactly. All right.
So, what I'm understanding is you guys will be able to build the website. You'll be able to get me on Google, and other than just hosting the website and stuff, you guys, you guys are available to kind of help. It's
like, oh yeah, we
on how to, you know, get the marketing and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like we actually handle the marketing for you, like the Facebook. So like if you want us to put the ads out, like if you have a certain picture that you want to put up or logo or, you know, a certain phrase, keywords or whatever that you want in, you know, in that particular, you know, ad set, then we can put it in the ad and, you know, you just let the team know when the ads are running, but they can change up the ads and, and, you know, figure out however you wanted to do, because we're not going to just let you do your Facebook ads. That's part of our business and services. So our onboarding team and our customer service team, the back end, they handle all that for you. So if it's, you know, again, if you need help and you say, hey, you know, I see I'm getting more business from, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, Indianapolis or wherever you're servicing, and it's just a certain different area, then we can just change your ad sets, you know, and target those particular areas too. So we handle all that on the back end. You don't have to worry about your ads running, other than you're like, okay, well, this ad didn't get much traction, or I want to change this, you know, picture, or I want to put, you know, this phrase. You can let them know how to do all that for your ad sets. So we still handle that on the back end. Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a monthly fee or whatever, but then like for running the ads and stuff, there's extra fees or
well, no, it's actually built in. So in this particular package, you have $100 worth of Facebook ads built in monthly. And so if you don't even, if let's say you don't use that full $100 of advertisement, it will roll over to the following month. So it's built into the $249. So it's no additional, you know, charges. They will go ahead and set that amount, because you'll have to give our onboarding team just access as a manager or whatever to go into your MetaSuite, and they will, you know, set the threshold at $100. So, you know, it won't go other over than that. If it, you know, if you are getting more clicks and you're seeing more clicks and getting more stuff, then you have the opportunity, if you want, to go ahead and bump it up and add more money. But even if you want to maybe bring it down, you're like, hey, I just want to run some less ads, I want to do $50 this month, then the additional $50 will roll over to the following month, giving you $150. So you don't have to use all of it if you don't want to, but that's actually built into our price right here, so the $249. So $100 will automatically go to the Facebook ads.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it all sounds good. Are there any local businesses like around here, like that you guys have helped that like maybe I would know of, or that maybe I could, you know, see if they're, that, get what I'm trying to say, like, oh man, I don't know. Everything you said, it sounds good.
Now, what I could do while we're on the phone, cause we have over 10,000 customers, and even you can actually Google if you, you know, while we're on the phone, if you want to Google Local Splash, I don't know if you have your laptop or tablet with you too, but if you Google Local Splash, you will see our company, our reviews. And again, we've been in business for 17 years, and we're a Google Premier partner. And there's certain stipulations that come with that, but everything that I talked about too, I can send it over into a quick email for you so you can review this email. And, you know, if that just gives you a little bit more, you know, comfort with us. And again, and that's why we don't, you know, give customers contracts, because, you know, we want to prove our worth in our business model to you, you know. And so that's why we're not locking you into a 6-month, 1-year, 2-year, 3-year contract or whatnot, you know. And so, again, you know, it's no problem for me to send you a quick email so you can kind of look over things. But one of our largest companies is self-storage, and we also work with Vivian, Home Security. That's one of our other, big clients too. So yeah, but you know, again, we have 10,000. So 10,000 is a lot, but it's not a lot. You know, we are, you know, selective about who we actually work with too, because again, you know, if customers aren't responsive to us when, you know, our support team is trying to follow up, then that's just going to make it that much harder for us to do our job and, you know, fulfill the commitment of what we told you we're going to do, you know. So it has been times that we, you know, say, hey, okay, we don't think we're a good fit because, you know, you haven't followed up on the website, or you haven't followed up on the dashboard, or, you know, we're trying to run your ads, but, you know, a customer hasn't, you know, been, you know, responsive, then, hey, okay, well, I don't think this, you know, relationship is going to work, because at the end of the day, we see it as a long-term partnership for you to grow your business and get to your, you know, to your end goal, and whatever your, you know, short-term, long-term goals are, that's what we're here for, you know, so.
Yeah. again. I give you the 250 today. You guys start rolling on stuff. I get an inboarding call in the next few days. Yep. And I should have a website up and running but in a month or so.
Yeah, it would be about 30 to 45 days, but like I say, usually it could be a little bit quicker. It just depends on how much they have to do on building it out, but it won't go past that 30 to 45 day mark. Won't do it.
Here's a question for me. I'm wanting to say yes and give you my information so you can get paid, but basically I'd be in about 2 months before I could be in it 2 months before I see anything. And if things aren't working out between like your team and me as far as like what I want with the website or what they could do and this and that, and is there any option or any way of getting anything back, or am I just taking the risk at this point?
So it is, and to be straight honest with you, the first payment is non-refundable, you know, because we have to do the work and, you know, we have to invest in buying your domain, setting up, you know, man hours,
right,
and, you know, people paying. But again, we're not holding you to a contract. So if you get to that 65 day mark and you call me or, you know, you call our customer service to say, hey, Manny, it's not working out, I just want to cancel, you had an opportunity to cancel and you just let us know. So, you know, we sign up, for instance, today, 15th. If you let our team know at least 3 days in advance of your billing, because your billing cycle would be the 15th of every month, if you let us know 3 days prior that, hey, I want to go ahead and cancel things, they will go ahead and just cancel everything out. And again, we're not going to take your website down. You get the option to take, you know, take your website to another company to host.
No, here's my question: is that, let's say instead of the 3 day before mark, what if it, because you say it could take up to 45 days? What if it's a 45 day mark? I'm not happy, and so if the website's not ready and nothing's going on at the 30 day mark, and I still pay for the next 30 days, and it still doesn't work out after a couple more weeks, I mean, is that still just like, I'm just trying to make sure I understand fully so that there's no surprises later.
No, I get it. No, great question. So if you, you know, let's say you get to that 45-day mark, you know, that's probably half of the bill cycle, which that is not even going to be a full bill cycle, but we're going to be rolling into another one. That would just be prorated. It would be a prorated cancellation, you know, once you let us know.
Okay.
You know, and if we hit the 30-day mark again, you know, and you're not getting, you know, feeling the warm and fuzzies, you know, you can still actually, you know, go ahead and cancel out if you decide to do that. And again, you know, you can still take the website, you know, and have it hosted somewhere else, or we can still host it for you and, you know, handle all the, you know, maintenance on the website for you at $49 a month. So that's what will happen.
Okay. So it's the $49 a month. That's the $49 a month. You guys would basically still do the same thing, but not the advertising and stuff.
Yeah, not the advertisement, but we wouldn't. And also, again, we don't take your Google, you know, listing down or anything else that we did. Like, we just don't wipe any of that stuff out. It still will be online, and, you know, everything will stay as is, you know, but we wouldn't be doing any advertising or any, you know, maintaining of your, you know, your Google profile or anything like that. So the only thing that we would do is just host the website, $49 a month. So that's it. Yep. And we'll be out the hair. But what's your email address? And then just while we're on the phone, while I'm typing, you know, typing this stuff up, you know, you can still see some, you know, some other links and stuff on this email that you can actually look at too. And this also
thing that I totally forgot about. So you just asked me for my email. Is that I would like to have an email that isn't a Google email.
Yeah. So what you can do is, and I can put it in the notes. And probably the best thing that you know what, I can ask the setup team. I'll put it in the notes, and I'll let them know that you want to have a matching email address for yours. So let's say you want, you know, chris@chsdumpsterrental.com versus it being Gmail. I'll ask them to go ahead and inquire about, you know, getting that email set up too. But if they can't do it, all you have to do is actually go to GoDaddy and buy the Microsoft 360, you know, subscription, and then give it back to them and just pull it over. And then what they'll do is link it to the domain. But I'll put that in the notes that you just want a regular, you know, email address also to match your, you know, to match the business.
Okay.
Cool. And let's see. All right, Chris. And what's your email address?
CoderHomeServices@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, let me send this over to you. CoderHomeServices@gmail.com. All right, and I just sent that email over to you, and just let me know if you see it come through there. And that's just an outline.
I'm not in front of my computer.
Okay, I got you. Okay, no worries. So I just sent that, but that was just a recap of everything that we talked about, price, everything that we're going to do, and then that just gives you a little bit, a couple more links about our business. And you know, if you go down to my signature, you'll see the Google Partner Premier badge, and that, if you click on that, that'll take you to actual Google page, and we can't fake that. We can't, you know, that comes straight from Google, just to understand what it, you know, what it means and what it takes to be a Google Premier partner, because everybody can't actually do it. And if we don't uphold our, you know, our deal and the end of the bargain, Google will wipe us out and basically put us out of business. So that's why we actually take this seriously. So let me get in here and I can start setting up your profile. I'll try to move as quick as possible because I know you're a busy man here. Let's see. And got your number here, 574. Are you a Notre Dame fan?
No.
No.
No, I'm a Michigan fan, have been forever.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, my grandmother stays in, she stays right outside of Detroit in Southfield, Michigan. But she is a big, Michigan fan also, and Lions fan. I was like, being a Lions fan is pretty rough.
It's hard business right there.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I like the home team, man. I grew up in Traverse City. So I'm from Michigan originally. So yeah, it's just been that way forever. Actually, the interior, I'm building a old Cutlass right now, and the whole theme on the car is the Michigan colors, and like the seats got the Michigan logo in them, and the carpets and
Man, what is it? Cutlass Supreme?
Yeah, it's a 83, so it's the G body style. It's
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about, man, because with us being, you know, I was born in DC, but I grew up in Atlanta. And so, you know, going through the 90s and kind of, you know, Outkast and, you know, Giddy Mob and everything, but everybody had an old school. I had an 86, my first car was an 86 Monte Carlo SS. I love that car. I was so mad when I sold it. My buddy, he has a 74 Cutlass, and also he has a Caprice. He has a 72 Caprice. Oh man, those things are beautiful. He put about, I want to say he put about $25,000 to $30,000 in restoring them. So they look good too, but he will not sell them. Will not.
Oh no, I won't. I won't buy. I won't do mine either. It's the first car I ever rode in when I was it was my dad's car when I was born. So I bought it from him about 2 years ago. It had been sitting in his garage forever, so that car's been around since before I was born. So I ain't getting rid of it anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah, keep that in the family. That is going to be a good classic to hold on to. Let's see. Let me get your email in here. Coder Home Services at gmail.com. Okay. All right, Chris. And, Chris, what's your last name?
Coder, C-O-D-E-R.
Okay. It makes sense, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, 574, 904, 1283. And are you in Central or Eastern time zone?
You know what? I don't know. It's 4:45 right now.
Okay. I think it's... Yeah, I think you're Central because I think Eastern... No, you know what? You might be actually Eastern. Let me take a look.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly.
Let's see. Current time in... Yeah, I think 4 hour, 1 hour, yeah, 2 hours. Yeah, you're in, they fall under the Eastern here. Okay, let me put that in here.
It says Eastern.
Yeah.
I just Googled it. What
yep.
time zone is 466?
You say, what'd you say, Chris?
I said, I just Googled it. I asked Google, what time zone is my zip code? And it said Eastern.
Eastern, yeah, that's what I figured too. I just looked it up for your area, so yeah, I got it in here. All right, and for just billing services or billing purposes, the address that's on Coder, is it going to be 2822 South Main Street, South Bend?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me add that here. And we want to change this business name, and we want to put CH Dumpster Rental. CH Dumpster. Okay. Okay. All right. And get these notes in here, and we can wrap it up in a few minutes. Let's see. All right. And, Chris, do you want to put anyone authorized on the account, like your wife or a business partner, anybody, to call in and get any information, or just you?
Yeah,
right,
let's add my wife. Yeah.
Okay. What's her name?
Amy, A-I-M-E-E. Last name's Coder.
Okay. All right. Got her added here. And Chris Coder. Okay. So 4904-1283. Preferred language, English. And I'm just putting all these notes in here for the for our onboarding team. So I'm just going to get a few other things from you and I can wrap it up. Let me see. Go to your site here. And the cities that you're going to, that you want to mainly serve with the dumpster, is it, cause I see you got South Bend, Notre Dame, Granger, Elkhart. Is it any other ones that you want to put in or are those good for right now? And you can always add some later on when the onboarding team calls you if you think of any zip codes or, you know, areas that you want to, you know, put in later.
I mean, yeah, as long as I usually don't like to travel more than a 30-mile radius. So, yeah, like Elkhart, sometimes I'll go Goshen, south of town, Lakeville, Plymouth, you got what, all kinds of little towns south of town here, Tyner, Argus, you know, there's a bunch of them. So yeah.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much anything within a 30-mile radius of here, I'll do. I try to stay as close as possible, but sometimes I got to go out.
Okay. No worries, no worries. All right, I'll get that stuff listed for you here. And this is going to be dumpster rental. Trash out. And let's see. Construction. Debris. All right. Services you want to put down for offer, because I put dumpster rental, trash out, construction, debris. Anything else you want to list on there that you can think of right now?
No, not really. I want to clarify that I don't just rent out the dumpsters that I got. I got manpower that I come do the lifting to.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right, I'll put that in here, and I'll do I could do house clean out, provide it, yeah. Okay. All right, and now there's no. Is the page? Yes. Clients area. But you want an email address to match the company name, instead of using a Google. Instead of using Gmail.
Yeah, and what would be cool is if I could have, because I'm going with CHS Dumpster Rental, because it's Coder Home Service. So it would be cool if the email, instead of being the, unless it has to be the same as the website, it would be cool if I could put out the email as Coder Home Services.
Okay.
And still have the same result would be awesome. Okay. Because, yeah, for me, the CHS and on my end, the CHS and the Coder Home Services, the difference is just helping me keep track of where money's coming and where money's going. So that's why I separate them.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. No worries at all. Put that in here. Some target areas. All right, Chris. And do you prefer text, phone, or email, like just in case we got to reach out to you for anything?
I guess text is the text. What I'm going to see the fastest. Wouldn't it be a bad idea if you could do both? But text is what I'm going to see the most, because I'm not in front of the computer much, to be honest. Most of the stuff that gets done on the computer is my wife. I'm good with my hands, and I'm, yeah, I'm good with people, but I'm not good with electronics.
Hey, no worries. No worries at all. We got you. All right. I tell them I'll put text first, and then, you know, I'll put phone as a secondary option. Your hours of operation, what's the hours that you want to put down here?
Say 8 to 5.
Okay. Is that you going to want to do Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not going to hurt. I do work Saturdays sometimes. I try not to, but with the dumpster rentals, I end up having to be out on Saturdays. So, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Sunday I shut my phone off before church, and it doesn't come back on until Monday morning.
I gotcha. No worries. All right, so we got that down. And on the website, do you want like a payment or PayPal integration, like, you know, like a button for
yes.
people to make payments?
Yes. Okay. That is actually another thing, something I didn't think about when I was talking to you is that, yes, I would like a way for them to pay. And I would also like a way, like if I'm at home and I'm taking a payment over the, or I'm taking an appointment over the phone, I would like to be able to manually enter it, at home. Like if I'm talking to a customer, I'd like to be able to manually enter it. But I also need to have the ability, because with the dumpster rental, obviously my ads I run, you know, if like there's certain materials that you put in there that costs extra, like if they put tires in there,
I need
to be able to charge them the original dumpster fee. But if they put stuff in there that they're not supposed to, or they go over the weight or something like that, I need to be able to go back and bill them for that too.
Okay. Let me put that all in here and type this up for the additional notes for you. Let me custom schedule for people to set up dumpster rental. And also he needs the ability to go back into the payment portion and charge if they go over time or restricted. Charge them back for additional fees. All right. So I put on the additional notes. I said a customer needs a custom schedule for people to set up dumpster rental. And also he needs the ability to go back in to payment portion and charge if they do go over time or restricted items are placed in dumpsters, so he can charge them back for additional fees.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool. Got that. All right. And got this information. Let me take your email here. And we can go over to billing. Let me create this. You know what? Let me look for your... Okay. I found your Facebook. Okay. I got your Facebook link. Let me put the Facebook link in here.
And see, it'll be really nice to have people posting ads and stuff on Facebook, because I don't keep up with it. I'm horrible at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely handle all that for you, so no worries at all. Look, I'm bad with it. I have like an e-commerce site too that I run, and I haven't updated that thing in like 3 weeks, and I'm so bad about it. So, and I do good with, you know, getting leads and stuff, and people come to my website from my from the Facebook, but I'm just not consistent with it. And you know, me being 42, and I think I'm getting over social media, so I'm like, I spend a lot less time on there.
It's definitely a way to get your name around, though. That's the only way I advertise, and I don't even pay for ads. Like we just run ads. I mean, it hits my local area, it hits all the people that I know and their friends, and like it keeps me pretty busy. I do a lot of word of mouth work and repeat customers, and so it's been all right. I could do good probably, and hopefully I do now here in the future. And yeah, so I'm definitely ready for another growth spurt here.
Gotcha. Yeah, no worries, man. We're gonna help you out and get you where you need to go. So no worries at all. Let's see. Let me get your papers here. Yeah, let me find Nate's name. Got Sammy. All right, Chris, and I am ready. Is the card that you're going to use, is it under your company name or is it just your personal name, Chris Coder?
Nope, it's a company name. I'm on there. It's my business card.
Okay. Let me just type that in. That's Coder Home Services, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And the name that's on my card is Christopher A. Coder.
Okay. And are you going to be using MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. All right.
No. Man, I don't even know. It's my Capital One card. It's got the two little circles. Which one is that?
That is MasterCard.
Okay, that one. That's what I'm using.
Okay. All right. And I'm ready when you're ready with the card number there.
Okay, it's 5-113-7982-5013-8106.
06, okay. Got 5-113-7982-5013-8106.
Correct.
Okay, all right. And what's your expiration?
10/26.
All right. That's my wife's birthday month there, October. Okay. And what's your security code on that card?
264.
All right. Let me update that. Okay. All right. All right, Chris, I'm going to walk through just a quick voice verification. This is just kind of recap of some of the things that we discussed. And, again, this is just for, you know, your protection as well. You know, just in case something happened, you want to dispute with the credit card company, we record all our calls. So they would, you know, request a call from Local Splash if it was ever any discrepancies in what we said we were going to do. So,
okay.
I'm just going to just read off some stuff. You know, you might have to just state your name or yes and no or, you know, whatever. So, pretty straightforward. So, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
CHS Dumpster Rental.
Okay. All right. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Christopher Coder, owner.
All right. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Are you authorized user of the billing account?
Yes.
All right. Are there any other authorized users on this billing account? Maybe partner, wife, business partner?
No.
Okay. All right. And in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you actively are involved in the campaign. That just means if we follow up within 24 hours, you know, if we follow up, do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay.
I might not be able to talk right at that point in time, but I always answer the phone. So,
no worries. Good. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Just meaning if you're going to go work with another company or something like that, or if you have some other things going on, you just, you know, follow up and let us know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Your payment for the initial term account setup will be charged today, which today's date is 9/15/2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249, as I waive the $99 setup fee since we're, you know, going to go ahead and do business on the other account, so I let that go. And this is the true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or any charges of any kind. You understand?
Yep.
Okay. And this is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 15th of every month. Should you choose to pause or